You want Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's gets it. We checked the calendar, and Christmas is coming early. $99 is all you need to grab your favorite select 7-foot pre-lit artificial Christmas tree for the holiday season. And don't sweat what gifts to get Dad, because we've got up to 40% off select tools and accessories. That's how Lowe's celebrates Black Friday early. Selection varies by location while supplies last.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
This is Hidden Killers Live with Tony Bruschi, Stacey Cole, and Todd Michaels.
How ironic is it that goes into Jump after he just jumped off? Isn't that weird?
I wonder if that's a Chad Daybell after the fact, you know, subconscious mind correlation, right? That he's not seeing the... Because I'm going to guess in 1985 when he was doing this. I mean, this song came out in 84. Right. So I'm going to guess he had the cassette tape or something and was thinking of the song Jump before he jumped. So I'm guessing in his mind, he's playing that 60-second intro cut called 1984, which right. then goes into Jump on the album. So that's what he's doing. But somehow it's the spirits. This heaven sounds like the intro to Van Halen's 1984, according to Chad Daybell.
I'm actually learning a lot by listening to this because I don't know a lot about his religion, but it sounds a lot like the woo-woo world. And I call it that with respect.
Yes.
But the coming to earth and the living another life and all that kind of stuff. And I'm not putting it down. Whatever you get into is cool with me. But I didn't realize it was so similar to people who believe that they, you know, are beings from another planet.
It's all woo-woo with him. And I will put him down because it's insane. I'm not saying woo-woo world is, I'm saying Chad's version of woo-woo world is insane. It's just filled with his own delusions. So he's 3/4 out of his body at Flaming Gorge. And his spirit comes out of his head and his spirit knees are stuck in his skull. And Van Halen's 1984 is playing as a little serenade as he almost dies.
He could have listened to the Pointer Sisters Jump too, now that I think of it. God.
That would have been a better one. Yeah.
Jump for my love. Jump in. Da, 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 da.
Weather next.
God, the flashbacks are just huge right now.
I'll tell you what this was. If we're playing the woo woo and playing with Chad's religion and shit, the fact that everything like this occurred, God failed. he didn't take out Chad when he had the chance. And that's what I was chuckling to my mind. It's like, I've had 4 near-death experiences. Like, God's tried to kill you 4 times, hasn't he? And this hasn't worked out. He's trying to prevent all the shit that came on later in life. And somehow you have managed to survive it all. It's got to be like one of those. It's like a fly. He's like a fly for God, where it's like you're like flying around the food and you're like, damn it, I want to kill you, and then you think I got it.
Nope.
Damn it, he keeps going. God.
So does that mean he actually could be a prophet?
Oh, don't go. Oh, Todd, you had to go there.
I've been wondering the same thing every night.
I just know that was something that he always kind of talked about and people talk about. And it's like, well, if you got 4 near-death experiences, but you don't die off, maybe there's a reason.
Maybe all at the end here, we all should be ready to go to Rexburg. And wait for Chad and Lori to be Becca. King and queen. And yeah, I think you've raised a good point, Todd. I think, okay, well, we're wrong. All right. All hail Chad.
All hail Todd.
Yes. Yes. You will be at the right side of Chad.
I was just
going to
say, I'll be seated at the right hand of the, whatever he is.
Yep. Yep. You'll get to hand up because when they do communion, they're out of the wafers. They hand out fruit snacks. It's gushers. you get a gusher. Yeah.
Meat sticks.
Yeah. Meat sticks. it's old Wisconsin meat sticks. Okay. Let's continue on with Chad's near death lifestyle.
I still lived a normal life. graduating from Springville High, and then completing my freshman year at BYU Provo. Then during my LDS mission, certain spiritual gifts increased. I was better able to receive promptings and impressions that helped keep me out of danger. As I mentioned earlier, I have died 4 times. I will describe the second incident in the next letter. It happened while I was on vacation with my family in San Diego, California. I was struck by a large wave at La Jolla Cove and was not completely knocked out of my body this time. I really needed to stay out of the water. Bookshelf. In the 1970s, several scientists and researchers began to study modern-day reports of near-death experiences, or NDES. Dr. Raymond Moody's book, Life After Life, compiled several of these accounts and brought NDES to the attention of the general public. At around the same time, Dr. George Ritchie wrote a fascinating first-person account of his death, his journey into another realm, and then his return to his body. The book is Return from Tomorrow and has sold millions of copies worldwide. These books and others like them have helped people believe in an afterlife where we will reunite with our deceased family members, friends, and even pets. I recently became aware of an NDE that happened to Jeremy Renner, the famous actor who plays the character Hawkeye in the Marvel Avengers movies. As you likely know, Renner was involved in a devastating accident on New Year's Day 2023 when he attempted to stop a snowplow from hitting his nephew. Renner suffered severe injuries with more than 30 broken bones. His recovery took many months, including having to learn how to walk again. He has written a book titled My Next Breath about his ordeal. Renner also shared his story on an episode of Kelly Ripa's Let's Talk podcast. He explained to her that during his accident, he felt his spirit leave his body. He said, "It's a wonderful, wonderful relief to be removed from your body. It's the most exhilarating peace you could ever feel." He added, "It's the highest adrenaline rush, but the peace that comes with it, it's magnificent. It's so magical." Renner didn't really want to return to his body, and he was actually a bit angry about it. He saw his damaged legs and thought, "Yeah, that's going to hurt later." Renner was only in the afterlife for a few minutes, but the experience was a great confirmation to him about what is really important in life. He says the experience taught him to repel the things he had given so much value to before, and that he now sees as having zero value. He said he now invests his energy into love and his relationships with others. These books I've mentioned, as well as movies such as Ghost and The Sixth Sense, have helped to make your near-death experiences and the reality of an afterlife an accepted part of American culture. Musical notes. All major religions believe in a divine being, a higher power, or a heavenly father. The LDS Church takes that concept to the next level by teaching that we are all part of an eternal family, and we are the literal spirit children of heavenly parents. I hope that idea is comforting to you. We have a set of loving parents watching over us, cheering us on, and assisting us during our earthly journey. There are times when we feel alone, of course, but be assured our heavenly family members are always nearby. The LDS doctrine of a heavenly mother was first taught by the prophet Joseph Smith. A woman named Zena D. Young, who would later serve as the LDS Church's General Relief Society president, was deeply saddened by the death of her mother. Zena spoke to Joseph about her intense grief and asked him, "Will I know my mother as my mother when I get over to the other side?" Joseph responded, "Certainly you will. More than that, you will meet and become acquainted with your eternal mother, the wife of your father in heaven." Among the people that Joseph taught this doctrine to was Eliza R. Snow. She was well known for her poetry. She had published many poems prior to her baptism into the church in 1835, and she wrote more throughout her life. Eliza wrote a poem about this topic of heavenly parents in 1845 titled, "My Father in Heaven." The poem was soon transformed into the hymn, "Oh, My Father," and was included in the 1851 LDS hymn book. In 1855, the Deseret News reported it was Brigham Young's favorite hymn. The hymn has been sung by LDS congregations ever since, but the powerful lyrics are often taken for granted. They cover the entire LDS plan of salvation, such as our premortal spirit life, the veil of forgetfulness when we come to earth, the purpose of life, and the return after death to our loving heavenly parents. Here are the hymns, four verses. O my Father, thou that dwellest in the high and glorious place, when shall I regain thy presence? And again behold thy face in thy holy habitation, and did my spirit once reside in my first primeval childhood? Was I nurtured near thy side for a wise and glorious purpose? Thou hast placed me here on earth and withheld the recollection of my former friends and birth, yet oft times a secret something whispered, you're a stranger here. And I felt that I had wandered from a more exalted sphere. I had learned to call thee Father through thy spirit from on high, but until the key of knowledge was restored, I knew not why. In the heavens are parents single? No, the thought makes reason stare. Truth is reason, truth eternal, tells me I've a mother there. When I leave this frail existence, when I lay this mortal by father, mother, may I meet you in your royal courts on high, then at length when I've completed all you sent me forth to do, with your mutual approbation, let me come and dwell with you. It is truly a tender poem, expressing the longing we feel to be embraced again by our heavenly parents. I hope we can follow their example. We are here on earth to build each other up, help each other along, and be a positive influence regardless of our current earthly situation. Money, fame, and power don't matter. Charity, love, and kindness are the keys to joy and happiness in this life and in the world to come.
Okay, that was totally Faith by George Michael, was it not?
Well, the last, yes, the very end.
That was beautiful.
Yeah, well, we went from real organ music and I'm like, ooh, Faith.
Yeah, I'm like, see, I'm so good at name that tune.
Yeah.
Freedom, I don't want you better. I don't want nobody, baby.
Yeah, there you go. That freaking me out. Stacey earlier talking about, you know, the reading circle in school and having to count ahead and being stressed out about that. And now hearing church music, I am stressed out more today than I've been. We're
so
triggering you. Yes, I'm being it's totally triggering me this morning, you guys.
I think Chad has near-death experiences the same way people are allergic to, like, random things that they're not really allergic to. Like, is he truly dying? What is this one?
She had a little Rick Astley going on there.
Oh, that's coming. I can't wait for that.
Good. I'm like, please don't leave me hanging. I need my Rick.
That's in the next letter. But, I mean, I wonder... You know, like if people, oh, I'm allergic to that. Are you going to break out? Are you going to like not be able to breathe? Because that's an allergy that exists.
Yes.
Or do you just not like peanuts? Because it's okay not to like them. It doesn't mean you have you just don't like them. And I'm wondering if near death is like that for Chad, where it's like, you didn't really have a near death experience. You had a trauma and it was scary. And I don't know. I mean, the way that he kind of talks about it makes me wonder. Your thoughts?
This is a sick, twisted individual. I don't want to have thoughts. I'm trying to, you know, the first time we did these letters, I really kind of wanted to get into his head, wanted to see what this guy's about. And now that I don't want to get in there, I don't want to root around and find out what he's thinking. It scares me. What's happening in this man's head?
Well, I guess it would be nice if you could get in his mind. And I was going to try and go, I guess it would be nice if I could
touch your body.
Yeah, but I figure it'd be weird if I went into you probably don't want to touch Chad Daybell's, jelly filled body. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't, I got nothing. There's some illness here there. I mean, we've known this for a while. Anybody who could pull off what he pulled off. But this is a very sick man.
Illness or belief system? Illness or religion? Both.
I think it's a mix of both.
Yeah.
I really do. And especially when you go back to the love letters and all that kind of stuff, there are some really odd.
Yes.
And don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
People who are talented and creative sometimes say some really weird shit. Tony, I mean, I would put you in that. I would. But I would put myself there too, Stacey. Yeah. I mean, we all have little quirks about us. This is somebody who has a really vivid imagination that goes in some weird places.
Yeah. And believes it. He can't. That's the difference. He's not over here saying these things for a laugh because it's so crazy and out there. He's believing the shit.
Right.
And then operating and living on it. That's the difference.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.